Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about the innovation matrix. And what I talk about here is how to execute an innovation process. Yes, there is a process behind innovation. It isn't just coming up with a great idea, commercializing that idea, and all of a sudden you've got an innovation. And so when we look at the word innovation, it is certainly tossed around a lot these days, that and the word disruption. But certainly there is a huge point of difference between those two terms, and also a huge difference between how companies who continue to innovate year after year, generation after generation, how do they do it? You know, what is this process that allows them to successfully achieve this innovation, what I call pipeline, this technology or products that seemingly is endless? And the first thing that you'll see with these types of companies is this is core to their principles from the top down. And it's one that's inherently put into successful companies that continue to innovate year after year. And the other piece of that puzzle to remember is they're relentless on innovation. They love to squeeze their competitors at every price point to be able to put out products that they eventually will copy, but that they don't care if they copy, because they know that they're going to have something that's coming through the pipeline that's going to be substantially different than what they already have in the marketplace. And we've talked about it before. The great innovators, the ones that are confident in their process to innovate and also the pipeline that they have in place, are those that take products out of the marketplace before they've hit the back end of their life cycle. I mean, that a lot of times is unheard of. And we talk about it. Apple does it many times. And probably the most famous one with Apple is that they continue to move generations of product out of the life cycle before they've hit their peak. And that's happened in many instances, but not all. And what you'll find are other companies that will continue to leave a product that continues to be successful without any substantial incremental or otherwise in the pipeline, without innovating and putting something new in the early adopter innovator stage. So you have to first look at that life cycle approach to how you're innovating. You know, if you don't have something in the pipeline, you have no ability to put products along that life cycle that are going to allow you to sustain your business and revenue for generations to come. So where that all starts is through innovation. And so there is a process to innovation, and those that do it successfully are passionate for it and are relentless about making sure that that process stays in place, that they have an ideation process that works, that they allow a free-flowing ideation process, that they keep the naysayers out of the booth, put them in the penalty box, not to be allowed on the rink or on the ice. So when you look at finding a way to disrupt, leapfrogging over your competition, you know, innovation is one level, but disruption is a whole nother level that most companies will throw around the word disruption or even innovation and not understand either one as to what it takes to be either innovative or, for the most part, disruptive. So we want to make sure that we understand both of these terms, and we're going to talk about these today. So when we talk about the innovation matrix, we want to say, how do we execute that process? And it's truly a process of innovating. Now, we're not going to get into ideation, the process around ideation. What we're going to talk about are the products themselves, whether it be a product or a process or a technology. Effectively, all of them work within this same context. And there are four tiers that we'll talk about with the innovation process. And the first one that these great, relentless innovator companies work with is on the lowest level, which is what they call core product. And there's inline product or an inline service that companies and brands have. And this is really finding a way to optimize those products that you currently have in the pipeline for late adopters. And so it could be a current generation of product that people are working with that they want to be able to innovate. And so they optimize these core products and they put them in the late adopter stage. So when we talk about this, we'll also talk about, which is very important, is the life cycle adoption, where it is on the curve that each one of these tiers belongs. So when you look at your first tier of this innovation process, even though it's not innovation, it's part of your life cycle process, is you have your core product that you're looking to optimize, meaning that you just want to keep moving that along the food chain on your life cycle and making sure that you have that available to you as you build new products in the marketplace. So first level is core product, which is current inline product that you're optimizing to continue to bleed out through the back end of the life cycle, which is through your late adopters. Tier two is incremental. And when people look at incremental improvements on innovation, it's really finding a way with your current core product, but putting new products into the pipeline. So it's not necessarily innovating, but it is finding a way to put new products. Maybe it's a line extension, as we call it. Maybe it's a completely new product that falls in line or is an extension of what we're currently doing. So it's a step above core, but it's also something that is taking our innovation pipeline, something that's already in the marketplace, and finding a way to improve upon it incrementally through new products, a line extension, whatever it may be, as long as these products align with the current portfolio. So you want to make sure you're providing value to the consumer on any types of these new incremental improvements. So it could be a phone case for an iPhone, could be an apparel piece, a hookup that is going to another apparel line or a current apparel line that you have. So when you're looking at these incremental improvements, it's effectively, again, new products with your current core inline products that provides value to your community beyond what we have in the line today. So where that falls in the life cycle is in the early majority. So On the back end of the curve, you've got late majority where your core customers are and they're going to be adopting to the core product. The second tier will be early majority coming up on the demand curve. So really, the incremental improvements are finding ways to keep that engine flowing until you hit the peak and then it hits the back end of late majority. So tier two is incremental improvements to your current inline products and or line extensions. Now, the real crux of what we're talking about today are these next two tiers. Tier three is innovator. And I call it the innovator tier because this is where that ideation process kicks in. This is your true ideation process of finding a new innovative product. And I'm going to keep that word in there so you understand the difference between this and disruption is that innovation is going to be a new product, a new process, something that fits in line with the current product line that we're currently producing and putting out into the marketplace for our community to enjoy the lifestyle that we've marketed to them. So when you look at the innovator, it's an ideation process that provides new products, processes, or systems which align with the current brand positioning and provide significant value beyond current products. And so the point of difference here, and you can see moving up along this tangent here, I call it, of these tiers, tier one, tier two, now tier three with innovators, is innovation is what can we do with our current product line that hasn't been done before. And it doesn't matter if it's a new technology, service, product, whatever it happens to be, everybody goes through the same process. So this is really where the product team will actually be coming together and finding ways to put something beyond incremental improvements and innovate with the line in something that fits with the brand positioning and a value proposition to the community that was not available before. So that's the real true point of difference between that and incremental improvements. Both are needed, but one will build a pipeline, the other will follow you up on the life cycle curve. So where does the innovator customer come in? So this is our early adopter. This is where we've got the life cycle. We've now got early adopter on the innovator. We've got early majority on incremental. And then we've got our core product on the backside, optimizing current in line product with our late adopters. So now the real innovation is driven through disruption. And when I talk about disruption, there's a significant difference. And I go back to what I said with innovator, is that innovator is product. It's not a complete redoing of a category or a complete disruption of an industry. So now, how to think about the difference between innovation and disruption is that disruption creates something that has never been done before and or completely disrupts an industry to find a new method of how they want or can do it. And probably the best example of this, I'll use it again, is that when Apple and Steve Jobs actually reinvented the music industry, the iPod was the invention. The disruption was iTunes. So when you look at the point of difference, it's just the best example for me, for everybody visually to see the difference between innovation and disruption. And disruption is a whole nother level. It's a breakaway designs, ideas that completely blow apart, change the previous product or process. And realizing a new way of doing something that the customers never knew they needed. And so when you look at this, it's really kind of a cool concept on what the product team can realize. The disruption is a goal. Innovation is a mindset. So when you look at the innovation mindset, it then goes to disruption. Well, we've got this innovation, but then how can we disrupt with this innovation? And many times you can't cross that bridge, but when you can, it moves you generations ahead of your competition. It's the pinnacle of brand creation. And innovation is a tier below that. So when you look at disruption, where does that fit in the overall life cycle? Well, that's the very front end. That's the disruptors, the innovator part of the life cycle curve. That's the ones that actually take product before it's ready. They're the testers. They're the brand authenticators. So when you look at where do these come in, you've really got product now in every leg of that life cycle, which is something that most brands don't have. And I'll give you an example. So brands are typically good, better, or best, premium or not premium. So when you look at a good brand, on the life cycle curve, they're effectively imitators on the late adopter stage. But when you look at a good brand, they're going to be in the early majority or late majority. So they have a product that is on a life cycle curve, and then they carry it through the backside with core product and then incrementally update. But then you've got your innovators and your disruptors. They have the entire life cycle planned out. So what you're finding is that these premium brands, the reason that they've been around so long and why they're so successful and why they can command a premium price point, because of the strategy that they've deployed through their innovator and disruption process. So if you can execute this process, although hard, you look at the tiers of tier one, core is the easy one. You've got current product in the marketplace, just optimize it. And that'll move you into the late adopter stage. Then you've got your tier two, which is incremental improvements, line extensions, incremental improvements to your current products. Then you get into the hard part. You got tier three, which very few companies are here on the innovator stage. Most people will imitate. Those are the good brands that will imitate. The innovators are the ones that move the category. They move the industry. And then you've got the disruptors who come along in a generation. Very few times do you see disruptors that can not only reinvent a product category, an industry, or completely disrupt the flow of product and how we manage our day-to-day. So disruptors are the pinnacle of brand creation. So in order to succeed, you need to understand the process and the life cycle and how that moves along in the different tiers. Great brands do this. Great brands understand that we have to have product flowing along the entire product life cycle. If we don't, we'll die at some point. Either we won't be premium anymore, and or we won't have engaged with our community on authentic product. And it's more important than ever with the state of where we're in today on D2C that we have things to talk about. And brands control their own destiny. And the brands that are innovative, those that have a goal of disrupting, are the ones that will succeed in this new marketplace. So I hope you find this innovation matrix and this curve and how to execute this innovation process helpful and taking a look at how you're doing it today and how you can do it better in the future. It's more diversified, talked about business strategy, areas of support that you need in functional areas, but also on the personal side. There's a lot of things that you deal with as an entrepreneur, small business owner, manager, executive. So we want to make sure we're addressing those as well. So if you like the content, I just wanted to kind of put something out there that hopefully you could join or subscribe to the Visionary Podcast, or at least give us a shout out on the rating. We'd really appreciate it. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora. And for those that do give us a rating, we're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll have some t-shirts, some different stickers, some rings that we're giving out, some super cool rings on the Visionary side. And different subjects. If you've got some subjects you would like us to talk about, you can see when I introduce the podcast each week that these usually come from our listeners on a subject area of concern with them or area that they would like me to talk about. And also, we're going to be starting our interviews. And if there's anybody out there, we've got about 10 lined up right now. We have former executives from Action Sports Industry, Sporting Good Industry, ones that you'll find very intriguing. We're going to have also some graphic designers that will be joining the podcast as well. So if you've got an idea of some people we might want to interview, I'd certainly appreciate it. Appreciate all those of you who have given us reviews. And as we move forward and you give us a review, we're going to be giving away some product as a thank you for those reviews, and also take a look at the Visionary interviews, Visionary Chronicles interviews that we have coming up as well. So if you have somebody who you feel would be a good subject for the Visionary Chronicles, we'd appreciate you having them reach out to us as well. They can go to my site, Brian Smeltzer, BRYANSMELTZER.com. Go to the podcast section and you'll see the Visionary interview. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always and look forward to our next Visionary Chronicles podcast.